What are you doing?
Stacking sets.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to Windshield Time. It is day and airy. It is hump day, July 29th, and it's about 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday night.
How you doing? So tired. I have this tendency of when we put the kids to sleep, I fall asleep too. And that means I'm usually going to bed at 9, and hump days mean I'm not going to bed. I have to wake up. So imagine going to sleep and then having to wake up.
It sucks.
It's really hard.
All right.
That's why I always look like I look terrible on these shows. My hair's a mess. I think I'm in my pajamas.
I think you look great. All right, so this is show number 99. The next show next week, we're going to be in August. And it's going to be show number 100. 100.
Can you believe it?
Podcast and YouTube shows, show number 100. And so for us, it's a big deal. Parents of very young kids, dual working parents, lots of side hobbies. And
it's a struggle.
Just endless, seems like everything.
No time for date night too. I mean, not that you can go on a date during the pandemic.
We're gonna have to figure out something for that.
I think that the last date night we had, we drove to a parking lot and sat there for a little bit and then drove back home.
We did a show too. We recorded a show because there was paddleboarders there.
Oh yeah.
But the date night before that, we went to Nishino's. Mm-hmm. In Seattle, Madison Valley. Mm. Awesome sushi place. Highly recommend it.
So delicious.
And it's awesome. Yeah, they got some dishes that we always get. What is the dish that we always get?
The Dungeness crab.
Dungeness crab, yeah.
The new style sashimi.
Yeah. And it's awesome because it is it's not nushi. And you know, we used to be Yelp elites also.
And that's how we met.
And that is one of the ways we met. And so, we have a little bit of appreciation for, you know, dining out and boozing out. Okay, so show number 99, Wednesday, July 29th, and season 2, episode 37, COVID show number 19. I'm not going to call out all these numbers as much after we hit show number 100.
100, that's crazy.
Season 3 technically will be show number 101. But we got an awesome main topic for today. This is part of it. Make Bitcoin great again. Shout out to Samson Mao. His Twitter handle is at Exelion, and just has a wealth of knowledge and experience in this space. But this is one of my all-time favorite crypto swag, Bitcoin swag items that I have.
He's covered in it head to toe. I mean, he even has socks.
I'm finally getting use out of it. Yeah. All right, so I am a luggage donkey on Twitter. It's a great place to go ahead and, attack me or ask questions. Or just ask questions. Yeah, exactly. I do a lot of stuff on LinkedIn as well, and it's much more, you know, professional and nice in the LinkedIn world. But Twitter, you can just say anything, do anything. No holds barred in the Twitter land, of course.
He's too cool for me. And I'm at Airy in Seattle. Look at it. See? At Luggage Junkie, so cool. Airy in Seattle. It's so boring.
And again, this is a YouTube show. So YouTube show and a podcast. We've morphed yet again, and we're doing a dual recording that serves both directions. And I did a new audio setup for this show. And so it's, ever-evolving audio engineering that I'm tinkering with to try and get the best possible audio quality and now video quality in combination.
So cool. Not cool.
No musical feature for this show. Didn't think far enough ahead. Yeah. And so the main topic again is Bitcoin $11,000 we recently hit. I think the last show we did.
Babe, I think you should do the gummy bear song as the musical feature.
It's copyrighted, unfortunately.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I can use it, but then the show gets flagged for copyright issues.
Oh.
And so I don't really. Again, make Bitcoin great again. Shout out to Samsa Mao.
It's and a little you do hot. Notice it looks like a MAGA hat. And so people will come up to him and like shake his hand in the middle of whatever he's doing and just be like, thank you. I'm so glad you agree with us. And I go, I don't know if you've looked at the hat he's wearing, what it really says.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit weird.
Well, that's a little micro topic. So before we get to the main topic of the $11,000 Bitcoin, it is a very exciting time in Bitcoin land and Bitcoin Twitter land because of $11,000 Bitcoin. It does, like a lot of people say, it does feel very different now than it's felt in the past when it hit $10,000 and, you know, $11,000 now. And so it's going to be even more exciting. It's going to be even more exciting. I worry more when it goes up than when it goes down. And so that's what happens when you've been in it long enough, I think. And so, yeah, it's going to be even more anxiety filling for me because of the price action.
For a while. Steady. I feel like as long as it's steady, it's not doing this.
Right. Or do. Yeah.
Yeah, just.
All right. How are you doing? Talked about your sleep issues. Well, what was the issue of the sleep? Why was the sleep so jacked up?
So, you guys heard, right? So we've been going on weekly, or almost daily date nights with Wendy and Marty from the Ozark Show.
Not the Ozark Show. Ozark.
The Ozarks.
No. Is it Ozark?
Ozark.
It's just Ozark.
Ozark?
Wanna bet a dollar?
No.
Wanna bet a Bitcoin?
No.
Ozark.
And so we finished season 3 last night. We were both really tired and then we're like, let's just do one last one and finish it.
And it was a shocker.
Oh my god. You like everything that you were like, no, that's totally did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers, by the way.
You don't I didn't. I just gave you these facial expressions of.
Thank you. Hate spoilers, and so I stopped watching trailers because of the whole spoilers.
He takes it to a whole nother extreme.
Yeah, we can talk about that later on. But can't wait until season 4. It got greenlighted recently on Netflix, and so it should be coming out in the next year or so. But
a year? I don't think anyone can wait a year. Who can wait a year? Like, I need to know now.
We're gonna wait a year.
I can catch up on my sleep in the meantime.
So, a couple of other micro topics. So, there was a New York Times article about au pairs that was extremely timely. We were extremely affected by the immigration situation, and the New York Times article, it wrote about it really well.
Yeah, so Trump laid a new law that kind of prevented new au pairs or in-home nannies to come into the country from other countries. And they typically come from countries like Turkey, Brazil, Colombia.
Brazil. Mexico, Guatemala. And any countries, really.
A lot of countries, yeah. But I think those are
the top three. It's a special J-1 visa.
Yeah. Yes. And so for working parents, this is probably one of the most affordable ways to get a nanny, especially if you're willing to have, you know, a stranger live in your house. I mean, if we're looking at daycare costs right now to send our two little beautiful ones to daycare.
Two children, 1 year is how much?
It's $4,500 a month, $50,000 a year.
Basically $50,000.
$50,000 a year for childcare for two little ones if you want to have two working parents, right? And so we're like, my God, why would you pay $50,000 a year for daycare? So you look at au pairs, the in-law live-in nanny. It's a culture exchange program where, you know, a young woman comes in and experiences...
Or man.
Oh, yeah, men
it
too.
It can be male, yep, too. Yep. Yeah.
Comes and experiences the United States, learns English. There's a little bit of a cultural exchange. It's about $20,000 a year in terms of the cash outlay. I mean, of course, you're giving the person room and board and all the great stuff of being part of your family, but far more affordable. Except now that Trump put it in this order, all the au pairs in the United States start going, they're all talking to each other and like, hey, you know, normally it's really hard to switch families, but right now it is so easy because supply and demand. There's no supply because Trump cut that out. The demand's still high because parents still need a way to take care of children, especially if you want to have two working parents.
If you want to keep your job.
Yeah, seriously, if you want to keep your job. And so they're going, you can switch families right now just like that. And while you're switching it, you can ask for double pay. You can ask for a brand new car. You can ask for like no weekends. You can ask for like extra paid time off. You can ask for like the latest iPhone cell phones. You can ask for, oh, unlimited Uber rides because you don't want to drive. You can ask for like whatever you want. Parents are offering like access to their personal vacation homes for the au pairs for like a month and stuff like that. So it's like crazy.
The article talks about it, but those are unsustainable benefits. Again, the article explains that because you want to find a match. You want to find a match for personalities and the situation. That is far more important than the material BS that's going on. But supply and demand, pseudo free market system, there is added perks being
it's crazy thrown out there and by then, families. So I've interviewed and like reached out to at least 50 different au pairs over the past like 3 weeks since we found out that our au pair literally like she didn't leave the first night, she left like after a week. It literally took us so many pings, and
thank you for doing that work.
Yeah, so
there you go.
The net of it is, it is really, really hard to have dual working parents, find childcare, especially in a pandemic, have it be reasonably affordable, because who's going to spend $50,000 on daycare, especially right now during a pandemic, because we don't really know what that really means, right? So
I'll put a link to the New York Times article in the show notes, and I'm behind on show notes. So hopefully I'll get everything done here somehow or another. Can we move on?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll simmer down.
Some content that I've been consuming lately. Vijay Boyapati, local Bitcoiner here in the Seattle area.
Hi,
lives up in the Capitol Hill area. I'm not giving away any sort of, secure information, because I was listening to his interview on Tales from the Crypt. Tales come from the Crypt, featuring Marty Bent and usually Matt O'Dell. But he goes through a really great recent interview of thoughts on everything that's happened recently with the Chaz. What's that called? Being a Chaz?
It's like the CHOP. The Capitol Hill area that was blocked off for a while and was the center of a lot of the Black Lives Matters and riots that were happening recently, especially over the past month.
Supposed to be peaceful protests as well.
But we had the stray bullet that went through our condo.
Yes. Yes.
My ex-home.
Yes. Okay, so I'll put a link to the Vijay Boyapati. Shout out to Vijay. I know you're out there. And I think your Twitter handle is the real Vijay or real Vijay underscore Vijay. So I'll put that. It should be showing up right here. And so I'll put that in the show notes as well.
He's a great person to follow if you're not following
him. He has such a soothing Australian accent. Like really, really nice to listen to you, Vijay, or to listen to Vijay. Yeah. So I highly recommend anything he's written, any interviews that he's given. Just highly, highly recommend him as a very sound source of great information and education about money and about Bitcoin. Also about gold. Like, yeah.
He's a good human too. Yes. Really nice, good human.
All right, so there's that. So another quick topic. Oh, before we do that, thank you to the WTIA for sponsorship of our podcast.
Yes, the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice around policy, around innovation, and investors, bringing investors together. So it's a great, great organization. Check out washingtontechnology.org for all information. And if you ever want to connect with them, let me know. Happy to connect you.
Yeah. Thank you, WTIA.
Thank you, WTIA.
Let's do some Satoshi math.
Oh, yeah. What's the price of Bitcoin at? Oh.
Alexa. How much is Bitcoin?
One Bitcoin is worth $11,010 US dollars, up less than 1% over the last 24 hours.
You didn't say the name. You just said, what's the price? Anyway, all right, so Satoshi math. We're going to just round it to approximately $11,000 of Bitcoin. So, how do you do Satoshi math?
Drum roll, if you... Oh, wait.
You're doing everything out of order.
I'm so sleepy. So, there are 100 million Satoshis in every one Bitcoin, just as there are 100 cents in every $1.
Do you have to buy a whole Bitcoin?
No, you can buy $1 of Bitcoin. You can buy $10 of Bitcoin. You don't have to buy one whole Bitcoin.
Okay.
So, if you want to figure out the number of Satoshis that are in $1, you take $1 divided by, or actually divided by, 0.0000.
No, it's $11,000 now.
Oh no, we lost a zero. Wait.
We lost a zero.
Okay, so then it's $1 divided by 0.0001111. Wait.
Come on, Cornell. Do some math.
This is so hard. Wait, $1 divided by 0.0001100.
Yes.
That's 8 decimal places out.
There you go. You take the price of Bitcoin and you decimalize it into 8 decimal places. And then you get, in this
drum
case,
roll.
This is pretty monumental. Approximately 9,100 sats per dirty US fiat dollar. And this is significant because we are again over the $10,000 mark. And when you're over the $10,000 mark per Bitcoin, then you get less than 10,000 sats per dirty US fiat dollar.
And sats is short for Satoshis. He's cool, so he says sats.
Sats being short for Satoshis, Satoshis being short for Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin. No one knows who he, she, or it, or they were, and so we just kind of recognize that.
Ooh.
Yes. All right. Awesome. Again, Alexa, how much is Bitcoin?
One Bitcoin is worth 11,010 US dollars, up less than 1% over the last 24 hours.
Shout out to Matt Case because he is who I stole that shtick from, being able to ask Alexa how much Bitcoin is. And so, you know, thanks to Matt Case for providing yet more, I don't know,
creative, fun,
informational content for us to be able to use. And thank you to Matthew, Matty Sats, as he goes by, for creating the disclosures, disclaimers that we always end the show with. All right, another funny topic, it's related to the swag, is the Bitcoin Magazine shirt that I have on. This is one of my favorite shirts because it's got the nice bright orange Bitcoin color. But funny thing happened to our tickets for Bitcoin 2020.
What happened?
So we had a global pandemic hit, and then the conference was postponed, and then it was canceled. Mm-hmm. And then recently they said, hey, do you want a refund or you'd want to go to Bitcoin 2020 in 2021? And so we thought about it and so figured we'll just go ahead and take a refund. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The Bitcoin that I used to purchase the tickets back in, I think, October or November, I got the same Bitcoin back and it's worth more now in US dollar terms than it was when I paid for the tickets. And so this is a testament to the strength of the USD terms of Bitcoin.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's super interesting.
Really? Well, I mean, technically, if you send, you know, pink coins out to pay for something, you should get pink coins back.
And yeah,
same currency in and out.
Yeah, so in Bitcoin terms, we still got the same amount of Bitcoin, no matter what, back. It's just the US dollar terms. There is an awesome Twitter handle. I have to find it and show it here, but I think it's called $1,200 stimulus in Bitcoin or something like that. But they basically calculated the price of, or how many dollars you got. No, I'm sorry. They calculate how many Bitcoin you got per the $1,200 stimulus check when it originally came out. Mm-hmm. And then they take that same amount of Bitcoin and they say, okay, how many US dollars is that worth now? So basically it just keeps going up. So that $1,200 that you use to buy Bitcoin, it's worth more than $1,200 as the price of Bitcoin goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to the whole, you know, Bitcoin Magazine refund that we had, and it illustrates the weakening of the US dollar. It's hard to imagine, it's hard to figure it out in your mind because it's inverse, the way that there's more dollars, that's actually inflation, debasement of the currency. And so Bitcoin is worth more in dollars, but actually the power of the dollar, economically speaking, is going down.
So whenever you do transactions, always read the terms and conditions, especially make sure that whoever you're transacting with won't say like, oh, Bitcoin is worth more, so I'm just going to pay you back in the same amount that you paid in US dollars, because that's what they could have done if you didn't read the terms and conditions. So just make sure you're always on top of the T's and C's.
I think they were showing integrity in the way that they were selling the tickets, because they could have, they could have said, just said, you know, the other way.
Or equal value.
Yeah, equal USD value, which would not have been cool at all. They would have gotten a lot of heat for that,
I think. That would not have been cool.
Yeah. Not cool at all.
It would have been great if the valuation went down. So if Bitcoin was less than what it was back then.
Oh, if they gave USD back, then they would be giving me more Bitcoin back.
Yeah.
And so, or no, I'm sorry. I would be getting same dollars back, but I could turn around right around and buy more Bitcoin with it than when I sent that. Yeah, that's that's good. That's a good point to make. Okay, so another piece of source of great info.
The Bitcoin Standard
by Saif Edina Moose. This is an awesome book, so I hear. I'm terrible because I never actually read it. It came out, I think, in 2018, but I never actually read it.
I actually never read it either.
Yeah, but the funny thing about this is that it talks about money and gold for maybe, I heard like 70, 80% of the book. It only talks about Bitcoin as a base commodity to for money in the last like 20 or 25% of the book. And so that's one of the reasons why I hear it's amazing. And so I've just started reading this, and I highly recommend this as a great source for a solid foundation of knowledge about money and Bitcoin. Yes.
I'll be reading it after I
Okay. All right. Well, so the main topic was and is about $11,000 Bitcoin. I mean, the fact is, you know, if you go on Bitcoin Twitter, everyone is calling for a new bull market right now. And the excitement is palpable. If you follow the price action at all, it is extremely exciting because we might be heading into, for the next, you know, year and a half here, it's very well known that many sources, very reliable sources in the Bitcoin community are calling for a six-figure Bitcoin by the end of 2021. So
right. I think
in a year and a half,
Hump was saying like $100,000 Bitcoin by the end of 2021. I go, mind blown, how's that even possible?
Yeah, and so it, the same reason why people were freaking out when it went from a cent to a dollar, and then a dollar to $10, $10 to $100, to $1,000, to $10,000, and then the all-time high, basically right around $20,000 of Bitcoin. The same, you know, disbelief and uncertainty and arguments about how it could make those leaps of 10x leaps, orders of magnitude leaps. It's the same argument that's happening right now. And, you know, we had that recent news about the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, allowing banks the legal Bitcoin. Right to what's
custody?
The right custody, that's the technical term, to custody Bitcoin. There's that news a while back. We had the PayPal news. They're going to be allowing people to trade you know, Bitcoin or buy Bitcoin, just like the Cash App has been doing for a long time. And so you have this massive amount of momentum in the direction of more acceptance, more regulatory clarity for Bitcoin, and so the bullishness is extremely high right now. It stayed at 10k for a really long time, but I think it was basically leveling out and just shaking out everyone who was nervous and didn't understand it, just like I was nervous and didn't understand it when it went from $400 to $1,000 to $10,000. You know, So anyway, it's a great time. But again, this is not financial advice. We don't give financial advice. This is more for fun and entertainment.
And you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can go to your nearest grocery store and check out a Coinme kiosk and put in $10, $1, $20, whatever.
Past.
And just try it out.
A past sponsor of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Neil and the gang out there over at Coinme. Mm-hmm. But they have an awesome partnership with Coinstar.
The Green Machines.
The Big Green Machines. And we talked about it in a previous show, but there's apparently a coin shortage in the United States right now because there's not enough commerce that's happening in real life. And so...
So hoard your quarters.
There's been some... don't hoard. So there's been some actual articles and interviews of Jim Garrity, I think is his name is, the CEO of Coinstar, speaking to this apparent coin shortage that's out there. But yeah, they have the licensing agreement and to be able to use the software from Coinme on the Coinstar machines to buy Bitcoin with cash, paper money, US dollar, fiat money in their machines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Last couple notes here. On July 27th, our dear friend, we call him friend, Pomp, he went on a 1 hour, I think 20 minute show where he talked about what's going on lately with Bitcoin. Again, a lot of excitement right now, a lot of buzz about breaking through 10,000. And then now we're sitting around 11,000. And so everyone is excited about where the price of Bitcoin might be going. He went on the first 40 minutes of that YouTube show. It's basically him in a box talking for 40 minutes straight.
It's amazing. I mean, when he talks, he's really, really good. Like, just
very knowledge, eloquent. Yes. Yes.
And I mean, the whole team, right?
Exactly. Jason Williams, very, very popular on Twitter, and very entertaining as well. None of them give financial advice, but you know, Mark Yusko, Jason Williams, and Anthony Pompliano, they make up the Morgan Creek Digital. Mm-hmm. Great guys. Another curated, amazing source of great information that I highly recommend you guys follow.
They're also in the same family or investors of Ikigai.
Yes.
And so I was just listening to the Ikigai with Travis Kling and Anthony Entman.
Yes.
Recently, this past week, catching up and reading the monthly article.
Monthly investor letter, yeah.
Also great sources of information. I would highly recommend.
Yeah. Travis Kling, he recently tweeted, because the price of gold reached all-time highs just recently. And so he did a tweet that I initially did not understand. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it in LinkedIn. And then when I saw it in LinkedIn, I immediately understood what he was saying. Mm-hmm. But the tweet was that Boomer Bitcoin has reached all-time highs. Do you know what that means?
No, Boomer.
I just said it. Gold has reached all-time highs. So the joke is that gold is Boomer Bitcoin.
Boomer Bitcoin.
Yes. I thought that he was actually referring to GBTC, the mm-hmm. Grayscale Investment Trust, mm-hmm. that's over-the-counter stock. It's kind of a stock.
Bitcoin.
I thought he was talking about that, but when he refers to Boomer Bitcoin, he's actually talking about physical gold.
Gold bars.
Yes. The money that's been around for thousands of years, he calls that Boomer Bitcoin.
What's the price of gold at? Alexa, what's the price of gold at?
This might answer your question. As of July 29th, gold traded at $1,958.15 per troy ounce on the foreign exchange, down 0.62% since previous close.
$1,950, all-time high for 1 ounce of gold.
That's like 50% from when I used to own a bunch of gold. I don't want any gold anymore.
I think that's all we got.
All right.
All right.
I should have kept my gold.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's it. So thank you for tuning in to the show here. I think we went a little bit longer than usual, but hey, we're at show number 99 and Bitcoin's at $11,000, and so maybe it is warranted. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the WTIA for the continued sponsorship. I think you have another sponsorship that you, maybe the check is almost in the mail on.
Well, the invoice was sent. Yeah, thanks to the Coding Dojo for all the work that you do in helping educate first time, second time, and beyond careers of people in the workforce. I think it's a really, really big deal. There's a lot of people that need to be re-educated. And there's a lot of work available in the tech industry. So, yeah, just trying to get people re-educated.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks for listening and thanks for being with us this wonderful Wednesday evening. I mean, you'll be watching this or hearing this on Friday, but thank you for spending your time with us this week.
It's the end of July, July 2020, in the history books forever.
This year is so crazy. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share. And really appreciate it again. Together we rise.
Be nice, y'all.
Bye. Bye.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
Okay, can you do that test one more time, that same test you just did?
Alexa, what's the price of Bitcoin?
One Bitcoin is worth $11,020 US dollars. Up less than 1% over the last 24 hours.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. Mic's hot. Video's hot. Got our topics. Got more setup going on. All right. Ready? Okay. 10:35, approximately 10:35 p.m.
I think I'm going to have to go to bed at 9 for a week or something now.
Good idea. So be sure to use your projection voice. Look at the cameras, of course. Okay. This is the brand new audio setup, and I think it's going to be really awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope that did saved. Please tell me it worked. Oh, God. This is always the scary part. Okay, 31 minutes.
Ooh, 31 minutes, man. It was probably my rant.
Yeah, that was a little long.
I'm sorry.